Welcome back. You're now inside of ThriveCart, and ThriveCart is the shopping cart that online marketers use in order to sell their products, both digital and physical. And we are here to exemplify the other part of the strategy. You are going to want to make sure that every time that there is a sale from your shopping cart system, that the buyer is added to your email marketing list. And you'll need to handle that integration from within your shopping cart. In the case of ThriveCart, that means then that you would create a specific product. And that product can be either digital or physical. Now let's assume that for the sake of this example, you are selling a digital product. So we're going to use our shopping cart to click Create a New Product. Now this is not a full-blown tutorial on how to use ThriveCart. So we're going to just walk through a few steps so that we can get to the step where we are going to connect our autoresponder. Now in ThriveCart, we come all the way to the end of the product setup process. And there is a place here where you can click Add a Rule. Now in ThriveCart, you'll notice that this is called a behavior rule. And it says that when something is purchased, we can have an integration automatically triggered inside of ThriveCart. Now what you'll notice here is that MailChimp has been set up as an integration. And we can set it so that when a purchase is made, an individual is added to a specific list that we have already created. And we can then click Save inside of our shopping cart. Now, in order for that to happen, prior to getting to this step, what we will need to do inside of our shopping cart is to find the section for integrations. Now, because we have already verified that this shopping cart works with our autoresponder, we can then integrate the two together. And you'll see that there is an icon here that represents MailChimp. That means then that we can set up an integration. And our shopping cart will give us directions on setting up that integration so that when we have a product that we are selling, the integration will literally look inside of our account to find a specific list that we have already created. For example, you will see that there is a list that we have created specifically for this purpose. Our shopping cart has integrated and is looking inside of our autoresponder account to find this specific list. So that means then that for purchasers of this specific product, we can have specific messages written when they make the purchase. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.